Wisconsin Democracy Campaign analyzed IRS reports from 527 organizations and found that between January of last year and March of this year, Wisconsin residents, businesses, and unions gave them $1.5 million. That's nearly $500,000 more than over the same span 2 years ago, and more than twice as much as the same period 4 years ago. 527s can receive unlimited donations, and they can also take money from corporations. Wisconsin Democracy Campaign Director Mike McCabe says that makes Wisconsin's ban on corporate contributions to political campaigns worth less than the paper it's written on.
That ban worked for about 90 years. It wasn't until 1996 that we saw this kind of activity springing up, and it's grown like weeds ever since.
McCabe says these totals offer only a glimpse of the funding of the powerful third-party groups that have dominated political campaigns in recent years. McCabe says that's because other groups organize under a different IRS code that lets them keep their donors completely secret.
I think what we'll probably see in the future is a scaling down of the 527 activity. Not because there's less money flowing into politics, but because donors desire greater anonymity.
The top recipients of Wisconsin money among 527s were all Democratic groups: the Democratic Governors Association, the Greater Wisconsin Political Fund, and Progressive Majority. The biggest single donor was far and away Milwaukee philanthropist Lindy Eline, who has a long history of supporting Democrats. She gave nearly $460,000 to 527 groups. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.